On that note, let's talk a bit more about forests and protecting them from fire and other challenges. There is great concern about making sure that our forests are not just sitting there with all the extra fuel from years of fire suppression, a spark away from a gigantic fire. Programs and organizations aimed at making forests fire resilient abound, and there are plenty that work just to make sure that forests stay forests and don't turn into suburban subdivisions or something else. The Conservation Fund combines protection with keeping forests working, still producing timber. Matt Purdy is the Director of Forest Investments at the Conservation Fund. He's based in Portland and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Matt, welcome.
Thank you, Jeff. Nice to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. Give the big picture, if you would, of the Conservation Fund. It's been around for close to four decades, I gather?
That's correct. So we were founded in 1985 with the simple mission of protecting our natural resources through land conservation, but also preserving the economic outcomes as well associated with that land across the nation.
I noticed the headquarters of the Conservation Fund in Arlington, Virginia. Does TCF do some lobbying?
Yeah, we have a small contingent there in D.C. that does some lobbying on behalf of our partners and mission there. But we're also spread across the United States. So we work in all 50 states. We roughly have around 200 employees that are engaged in land conservation across the United States. So working with a variety of stakeholders at the state and federal levels, in addition to local communities, regional land trust, and others engaged in our mission.
Land conservation can take so many different forms. What is the basic goal of what you do at the Conservation Fund?
Our basic goal is to protect our natural resources. And so, you know, our motto is land sustains us. And what that means to us is, you know, protecting the environmental benefits of all the land that's around us and our precious natural resources, but also preserving the economic outcomes and benefits that these natural resources provide across the country. And so with that, you know, the program that I'm mostly involved with is the Working Forest Fund at the Conservation Fund. And so with that, we look to buy large, intact working forests across the U.S. and protect them through a variety of different measures, but mostly through conservation easements.
All right, so that means you don't necessarily end up owning the land for a long time, but you get the conservation easement placed upon it?
That's correct. So our model is simple and effective. And so it starts with us, you know, participating in large auctions of private forest lands. And so these are typically forest lands that are investor-owned and managed to maximize financial returns. And so what we do is we compete in these auction processes across the United States when these large forests come up for sale. And so our goal is to buy them, and so through an acquisition competitive process. And then we operate those sustainably on a sustainable management plan. So this is harvesting the trees, keeping and managing the forest for health and conservation outcomes. And through that process, we are also seeking a permanent conservation outcome through a working forest conservation easement, which is essentially a deed restriction that says that you can only use this forest for growing trees and providing the many benefits to local rural economies that are timber-dependent communities, for example. And so once we achieve that conservation easement that gets recorded to the deed, we know that it will be protected forever into perpetuity. And at that point, we look to sell it back to the private market or work with a public agency to sell it to them. And once they've identified that as an important landscape for them to protect. And so once we sell it, we get those proceeds and recycle that money back into finding another forest to buy and protect and engage in that same model.
So we're talking to Matt Purdy, the Director of Forest Investments at the Conservation Fund. He's based in Portland. The Conservation Fund is based in the Washington, D.C. area. And we're talking about the process it uses to buy up private land and keep it as working forest and, more importantly, keep it as forest. Across the country, you can join us with your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. I wanted to get to your Oregon activities, but you have a bunch of dots on the map on the East Coast. So it sounds like this has been going on moving west gradually over time.
That's correct. And so I joined the Conservation Fund a couple of years ago. And so our goal is to expand our mission and continue to acquire working forests in the Pacific Northwest. And so to date, we've protected a number of working forests out west. You know, for example, we have approximately 75,000 acres on the north coast of California. These are beautiful redwood forests that we have been managing and conserving over time. We also recently acquired a forest that was held by a private family organization here in Washington and Oregon, out in the Columbia Gorge. We acquired that in 2021. We're working to permanently conserve that property as well. And then recently last year, we closed on a big property in southwestern Washington, partnering with the Department of Natural Resources in Washington State to conserve that forest long-term as well. So we're gradually expanding our program as we get more and more philanthropic capital and investor capital, impact capital to scale our mission. We're looking to identify more and more opportunities and really be competitive in the auction process as these private timberlands come up for sale and seeking that permanent conservation outcome.
Is it the conservation fund? Is it your group that's involved with the intended purchase of the land at Pipe Fork Creek in the Williams area in Josephine County, Oregon?
No, we are not involved in that one, to my knowledge. But we continually monitor and look for these opportunities all the time. And so one of our challenges is, you know, capital, you know, money to be able to purchase and acquire these forests. And so, you know, as we grow and get more competitive, you know, we're dependent on, you know, our generous supporters such as the Richard King Mellon Foundation, you know, folks who provide donations and gifts to us, but also, you know, seeking mission-aligned and impact investors that can also provide us with capital to scale our mission. And so our hope is that we can compete and be competitive on all forests that have conservation value, to get them into our program and permanently protect them through our model. But, you know, that is our goal, you know, and it's very urgent and pressing, you know, as projections estimate that approximately 13 million acres of forest land will be lost in America by 2050. And so our goal is to continue to scale our mission. And, you know, what has been followed by our proven and effective model is that we have recently crossed the finish line of 1 million acres conserved. And so that's over a decade plus of the Working Forest Fund being in operation. And our goal is to continue that, grow our donation base, our philanthropic base, and keep on expanding. And hopefully we can be more and more competitive to get these forests protected in America.
Is it possible that there's another branch of the Conservation Fund? It keeps getting mentioned in news articles about the Pipe Fork purchase. And is it possible it's not just within your portion of it, the Working Forest Fund?
It's possible, yes. We have a variety of different programs, conservation acquisitions, a farms fund. And so it's possible that we are engaged in that. But to my knowledge, I can't answer for sure.
Okay. Matt Purdy, again, is the Director of Forest Investments at the Conservation Fund. He is based in Portland. The Conservation Fund is based in Arlington, Virginia. We're talking about working forests. You can join us with emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Within the Working Forest Fund, I'm sure the working forest part of this probably makes some people uncomfortable, the ones who want the forest left alone. Are there specific rules or guidelines in the conservation easements for timber harvests?
Yeah, so, you know, at its core, when we acquire a property, we're managing it sustainably. And so, you know, first and foremost, we are protecting the conservation value in those forests. And so if there's areas that have sensitive species or sensitive habitats, you know, we're, you know, taking a management plan that takes that into account to protect that long term. But as our mission, you know, we are geared towards providing, you know, economic opportunities. And so, you know, across these timber-dependent communities, it's very important for us to, as an organization, to support, you know, good quality jobs that are engaged in the forest management life cycle, and also providing feedstock and, you know, products, wood products that go to, you know, build our homes, for example. We view that as, you know, critical to our mission and critical to our platform to protect these forests across the nation, because, you know, a healthy forest is an actively managed forest, and with that you can provide not only good paying jobs and meet the needs of these rural communities that are dependent on actively managed forests, but also seek strong conservation and environmental outcomes through our model. And so we also seek third-party certifications, so Sustainable Forestry Initiative, for example, or Forest Stewardship Council, And so we're weaving in and trying to balance, you know, economic outcomes with environmental outcomes through our work.
Now, there's a comment about scale on your website. The quote is, the capital base of the Working Forest Fund simply is not big enough to fully address the challenge we face. I mean, how much bigger, Matt, do you think you have to get to address the challenge?
Well, I would say that the sky's the limit. And so, you know, one of my jobs here is to, you know, find additional capital to scale our mission. And so our goal is simply to conserve 5 million acres by 2035. You know, we've already hit the 1 million acres mark, and we want to continue on that trajectory. But that requires us to find additional partners, you know, receive additional philanthropic capital to scale our mission. And so we're out there every day working and fundraising, trying to draw attention to our work and the critical issues associated with protecting our forest. You know, why is it important? I mean, everyone knows that large, intact working forests provide us with, you know, the clean air that we breathe, the clean drinking water that we need every day, also wildlife habitat, recreation opportunities, and, you know, the good paying jobs in the forest management cycle as well. And so, you know, our goal is to raise additional capital, additional philanthropic dollars as well, and, you know, just continue on our trajectory. And what's great is that we have proven that this model works and is effective, as evidenced by our 1 million acres conserved to date.
Mm-hmm. But that is a big ramping up then, if you're trying to add, if you're trying to quintuple what you've done within the next 11 years.
It is. And I think that, you know, in general, we are all coming around to the fact and the reality that, you know, if we don't protect these forests, we're going to lose their life-sustaining benefits. You know, for example, you know, trees are one of the best tools to combat climate change. And so, you know, as many acres as we can protect, you know, we're going to be on a better path towards reducing, you know, carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and storing it long term in our forest. And so, you know, we do see a lot of interest in our work, and it's growing. We just have to get out there and you know, educate and meet and communicate and build these relationships to scale our work.
Within the Working Forest Fund, I see one dot on the map in Central Oregon. Talk about what you've got going on there or have done there.
Yeah, so that was the Gilchrist Forest, and that was done probably in the mid-aughts. It's a rather small property that was important to a number of different stakeholders. But that one is before my time, but it is one of the many examples of some of the great work that we've done.
We were familiar with Gilchrist. That's in northern Klamath County. It's an old Gilchrist Crescent, the old company town around the mill that was all preserved and the forest kept in. Now, I haven't asked about the California project on the North Coast. Tell us about what you got going there.
Yeah, so it was four different properties that we've acquired since the beginning of that was in 2004. And so these are, you know, redwood Douglas fir forest, beautiful area. And it's really critical in that part of the world to conserve these for not only, you know, the salmon species that run up the rivers, for example, the Gualala and Garcia rivers there coming from the coast up into the mountains, but also, you know, the pressure of vineyards that were encroaching upon those forests. And so they were converting many of those acres to wineries, essentially. And so we felt that we needed to step in and you know, prevent that loss of these forests and all the many life-sustaining benefits that they provide. So it's one of my favorite areas to visit, beautiful forest. And, you know, we employ a lot of folks in that part of the world, but we've also have secured permanent conservation outcomes. So we know that these will always be working forests into perpetuity.
Matt, just a couple seconds left. I wonder how competitive those bids get when you're buying things up at auction. Are there still active timber companies that are competing with you to get the land?
Very much so. So every bid is extremely competitive, and the adage is that there's too much capital chasing too few deals, and so those auction processes get very competitive. We do our best to compete, and you know, we win some, but we lose more, and that's just the unfortunate path here that we're on. But as we get more savvy and expand our capital base, we hope to be able to participate in those and be more competitive and turn the tide on this urgent need to reduce the loss of forests going forward in America.
We'll keep our eyes on the process as it goes forward. That's the Working Forest Fund at the Conservation Fund. The Matt Purdy, the Director of Forest Investments, is based in Oregon, in Portland. Matt, thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. We have another forest segment coming up. More to talk about here on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll be back here on JPR.